95.9 The Fox, first thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and this Friday night at the Ridgefield Playhouse, it's the members of the Billy Joel Band, the legendary backing group, and they are now known as the Lords of 52nd Street. And with me is the sax man himself, Richie Cannata.
Friday night, it's going to be a lot of fun. First of all, that venue and the city of Ridgefield, Connecticut is absolutely fantastic and beautiful. And the people there, I've played there. This would be probably my fourth or fifth time playing there, and I think it's absolutely a fantastic place.
Yeah, it's a real old-school sort of theater experience, and they do a great job up there. We're there pretty much every week. They've got something going on, so this will be a real treat Friday night for you with the Lords of 52nd Street.
That's right.
How did this group come together? Because it only started about 5 years. You sort of reunited.
Right. It's not even been 5 years. It's been more like 3 years. First of all, we're the original Billy Joel Band, Liberty DeVito, myself, Russell Jabbers, and Doug Stegmeier, who is passed, but his spirit lives on with us every gig and every day. So we got inducted into Long Island Music Hall of Fame, and our manager, Andy Gilmartin, had put that together for us, and we did a performance there, and it was, they said, well, play one song. They ended up playing like four songs. And Ron Delsner that night was also being inducted. So he had called me into his office a couple of days later and said, you guys have got to go out there and make this music. You're the best Billy Joel band that's out there, because we have more Billy Joel band members than anybody else. Original guys. So we decided to do a couple of gigs, and it's just turned into this incredible strength of this great music that we did with Billy in our touring back in the days when we started out. And so here we are out there doing it.
When he started recording the albums, he didn't use you guys. He didn't use the Billy Joel Band. He was using studio musicians. You got together once he got around to Turnstiles, correct?
Yes, but that was kind of the beginning. He had did Piano Man and Street Life Serenade before us. Then he went out to California and he started to record the Turnstiles record and with some other musicians. And that didn't work, and that's thusly why I say goodbye to Hollywood, New York State of Mind, Summer, Highland Falls. He came to New York and hired myself, Liberty, and Doug to play on the Turnstiles record, and Russell came along as well at some point. And that was the beginning of his huge career. But Piano Man was already written, and he had success with that. And that was with a bunch of, you're absolutely right, studio guys that he had really not a connection with like he had with us.
Is it because they were California guys and you were New York guys and you just understood each other?
I think, you know, we started out this conversation by saying Northeast, right? I think a lot had to do with that. I mean, we understood what good pizza was and what a good bagel was. And we understood that the climate changes and the seasonal changes, I mean. So there was a connect there for sure. Plus, our musicianship fit better to what Billy was doing.
We're talking with Richie Cannata. He's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse Friday night with the Lords of 52nd Street. And is it true that the first song you recorded with Billy was New York State of Mind?
That's true. That's absolutely true. We recorded the basic track on Long Island, and then we went out to Netherland, Colorado, to do my parts and Billy's parts, and that was the first track that I played on was New York State of Mind.
Wow, that sax solo is one of the all-time greats. Did you have any idea what he was looking for? Did he give you direction? Did you come up with it? How does it come together, that solo?
Well, that was the beauty about Billy in the beginning, and even with Phil Ramone, they would nudge, you know, drumming ideas or bass playing ideas or saxophone, but they never told us really what to do. We came up with those parts, which are why it's so unique when we go out and play with the Lords. I'm playing parts that came from my soul, you know. They were made up by me, written by me, as Liberty wrote his parts, as Russell did his. So, no, the answer was he never said, play these notes. You know, it wasn't like that. There was like, you know, when we did the song Moving Out, he wanted it to sound like an Italian, kind of like New York vibe. So I played some clarinet on it, you know. For Still Rock and Roll, he said, before I played the solo, he said, Rico, he says, I want you to play something that people are going to remember in 20 years. So those kind of things happened, but there wasn't a time where they, you know, Phil or Billy told Liberty exactly what to play, but nudged us in a certain way.
And of course, he shouts you out in It's Still Rock and Roll. There's that infamous, right. Let's go, Rico.
That's right. That's right. And at that time, I was 20-something years old going, 20 years from now? What are you talking about? 20 years. You know, now we're 40 years later and we're still doing it, you know?
Which is your favorite sax part to play out of all the songs?
Well, probably Scenes from Italian Restaurant is one of the fun ones. And, of course, New York State of Mind. But part-wise, I would say Scenes from Italian Restaurant because, we've taken that song in so many different directions. You know, it's like three songs in one, and I get to play the big themes in them, you know, beginning and end. And then I do a clarinet solo in the middle and a rock and roll saxophone solo in the middle. So I'd say Scenes from Italian Restaurant.
We're talking with Richie Cannata. We're going to be hearing those songs Friday night at the Ridgefield Playhouse when he brings his Lords of 52nd Street. He's one of the core members of the Billy Joel Band. And when we do see you on Friday night, the saxophone you bring on stage, is that still the same sax from back in the day?
Still the same sax. I'm the type of guy that I'm very loyal to. Plus the fact it's one of the better saxophones made. It's a Selmer Mark 6, and the serial number is really right. It's not like I'd have to look for a better horn. Innocently, back 40 years ago, it was the horn to buy, and it was the best one. They were made in France, and I've just stayed with the same horn for a long time.
That's incredible because, you know, guitars, yeah, those can last, but the strings have to change. And pianos, well, you can't bring a piano to each venue on tour. It's got to be a different one.
Right. Plus, anyone, if a guitar is sitting in a rack, you could pick it up and anyone can play it. You don't pass around a saxophone.
No.
You know, it's very personal. It's a family member, you know. So,
wow.
And it's now shaped to my hands. But basically, the metal has just kind of like, after the years... If you're around, I'll be more than happy to show it to you.
And then after your time with Billy Joel, you were a member of the Beach Boys for a bit. Plus, are you still working with Bernie Williams? Because he actually comes to the Ridgefield Playhouse once or twice a year, too.
Yes, I'm his musical director, and I have been there with him. He and I are great friends, and I started with him 9 years ago. He was supposed to have, last year, as a matter of fact, when we played Ridgefield, he sat in with us. But... he's going to be at NAMM, and that's that convention out in Anaheim, California. So he's leaving, I think, tomorrow to do that. Otherwise, him and his manager would have been there with us on Friday night.
Oh, all right. That's right. I do remember that because a friend of mine went to the show last year, and he said he made the surprise appearance.
Yeah, I had called him. I said because he doesn't live far from there, and he likes Allison and all the people up there, and as well as I do. And I said, come on and sit in with us. Sit in with us, and he said, fine. He showed up. It was great.
And then a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken, were you on with Jimmy Fallon with John Stamos when he did the Jesse and the Rippers reunion?
Oh, yeah. I am one of the Rippers, right. And it was one of the largest watched shows that he's ever done. And oddly enough, it's a make-believe TV band, but... I could tell people I've been around the world 20 times, and I say, well, I was on Full House with John Stamos. Oh, my God, I love that show. Stamos is a very, very dear friend of mine. I had met him through the years playing with the Beach Boys. I was with the Beach Boys for many, many years, and him and I hooked up as friends there.
That's incredible. Plus, you've got your Cove City Sound Studios doing well in Long Island in your home?
Oh, yeah. It's close to my house, around 5 or 10 minutes away. It's a freestanding building in Glen Cove, which is just been there 36 years and was showing a lot of success. We just finished up a big record with John Bellion, who's a new up-and-coming artist on Capitol Records that's doing fantastic. And he's been blessing us with his great productions and music. So all's good. And that studio has been... It's one of the greatest studios around, you know, being there for so many years, great gear, great vibe, from Billy to Ray Charles to Celine Dion to Whitney Houston to Dream Theater to Dee Snider. It's been blessed by so many different artists. I'm very, very proud to have that blessed.
That's absolutely incredible. Richie Cannata, the sax player for the Billy Joel Band and one of the Lords of 52nd Street. We will be seeing him Friday night at the Ridgefield Playhouse. This is going to be an awesome show this weekend.
It's going to be really, really good. The venue, if you've never been, it's an amazing venue. It's the town of Richfield is gorgeous, and the people are fantastic.
Excellent. We can't wait. Richie, thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you, and I really, really appreciate it, Alan. Thanks so much.